It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock at 955. We're just chatting, Herbs. If you saw the story of a lady shopping in Woolies the other day and
unbelievable.
Discovered
this
a python.
Is scary. It's scary.
It is. She joins us now, Helena Alati. What was it like just to see a python pop up? I mean, you must have been in shock.
Yeah, that's right. So I was just browsing through the spice aisle. Didn't notice it at first, and I kind of turned to my right, and then probably about 20 centimetres from me was the face of a 10-foot python just saying hello.
I don't know if it was saying hello or if it was coming after you. I don't know. In that situation, I feel like it's life and death. But you are, which is probably the most bizarre thing to happen to a person, but you are actually trained in snake catching.
Yeah, that's right. I am. So, you know, that definitely had a part to play in my reaction. I knew instantly that it was non-venomous, that it was a diamond python, and that it wasn't aggressive. It wasn't in like a defensive stance. It was kind of just curious and saying g'day, I think.
But did you still get a shock?
Yeah,
like,
surely.
Surely, like, you're not expecting to see a python when you're like, you know, looking in some cumin.
Like, I've got training in snake handling, but when I'm at Woolies, I don't expect to see them.
Yeah, no, definitely. Still got a bit of a shock. It was a very cool reaction, actually. I was pretty impressed with myself. I just kind of went, ooh. yeah.
You're looking at the spices. Which spice were you going for and which spice did the snake get? It's got to be cumin.
I was going for the Nando's lemon and herb rub. That was what I was there for. And it was chilling around the paprika.
Oh, it likes a little bit of spice in its snaky life.
A little bit spicy.
And so what did the store think when you said, hey, you've got a 10-foot python and good news, I can get rid of it for you?
Yeah, I think they kind of looked at me like I was crazy. That they didn't really believe me. I think I kind of like came out of the aisle and I was just like waved someone down. I was like, hey, like just letting you know you have a 10-foot python in your spice aisle. And they were like, what? I was like, no, I'm being legitimate. Like, I'm being serious.
Where did it come from?
Did you left to get a bag.
Mm-hmm.
So what did the people do in the store? Because if I got told that the only person who knows how to handle snakes is leaving, what did they do? I'm leaving straight away.
Yeah, so we cordoned off the aisle, so that no unsuspecting shopper got a little surprise. The first thing we did, and they were all really good, to be honest. Like I said to them, I was like, look, it's non-venomous, it's not aggressive at all. Like, it kind of retreated once after I left, it kind of retreated back into the back of the shelf. So when I came back, I lived only 5 minutes away, so I was back in 10 minutes. And I came back to the aisle and there were probably 8 staff just like taking photos of it. Like, I think everyone was just so excited for something different to happen in their day.
Yeah.
And then surely by the end of this, like, they've got to reward you. Have you gotten a Woolies voucher? Have they paid for your groceries?
They gave me a bouquet of flowers and a box of chocolates to say thank you, which is a bit sweet.
I mean, that's nice.
It's, how are you carrying the flowers? Are you carrying the snake in the bag? You know, like, what are you trying to do?
Well, I had to catch the snake because I had to buy shopping and I had like chicken and stuff in the trolley. And so I had to give them my trolley and they took it into the cooler room while I went and got my snake bag. And then I caught the snake, put the snake in my car, came back, got my trolley and then finished my grocery shopping.
Oh, all in a day's work.
What a story. We'll let you get out of here and enjoy the rest of the day. Thank you so much for that. It's amazing.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Bye. Have a good one.
Oh, wow. That's not for me, really.
No, but we all have to go shopping.
That's right.
Now the fear's there.
You never know what to expect. If you want to read more, you can, krock.com.au. It is Herbie and Josh.